This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, as well as the home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks. And let's not forget, baseball season starts this week, and the Rays will be playing and all the other great baseball teams. I believe they start for the most part in the south and then move north, but some of them are going to be up there in the cold frozen tundra. Okay, but we are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. You can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way. We're also on Gab the same way. Parler, it's at the Captain's America. On Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the UndergroundUSA.com website, go over there, check out his podcast and all the great articles he writes, too, over there. It's Frank Savalo. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
By the way, are you ready for the St. Pete Grand Prix?
The same, well, I'll look at it from afar out here in the panhandle.
They're going to have, they're going to have about 25,000 people there in the stands, so that's not bad.
Oh, hey, you know, it's whenever you can get people together outside and enjoy yourself, God bless.
Yep, they'll have a couple hundred thousand people watching from the apartments and on the roofs and all that stuff, but that's a different story. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag, of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and reinforce the two words, under God, because a great country was started on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Joe Biden came out and said something, and you said something to me, which is good, because we need to clarify this to the listeners that were saying what they were saying about HIPAA and a violation and all that. But he said that he may issue an executive order to require vaccine passports for travel, whether it be on a train, a plane, or maybe a boat, if we get, you know, cruise ships and all that, sporting events, and dining out. Now, there were HIPAA laws that supposedly protected us of this, but you told me under COVID, and I forgot about this, and I should have remembered it, yeah. Under COVID, there was an exception made.
Yeah, they used the they used emergency powers to carve out an exception for COVID vaccine information under the HIPAA law, which in and of itself, you know, there's so much precedent out there that says that they can't do that because of privacy laws, including the Supreme Court ruling that made abortions legal under privacy. Remember, abortions that was never really adjudicated by the Supreme Court. They upheld that a woman could do that under the guise of privacy. You know, so if that precedent is set for that medical information and that procedure, then the precedent exists to say that we shouldn't have to expose whether or not we've had a vaccine or not. So I'm shocked that we haven't had a legal challenge coming from the right about the carve out from HIPAA for COVID. Mm-hmm. And when these passports start, and New York has to be the case because they've already rolled it out last Friday as
yes.
a statewide. Vaccine passport. I am shocked that we're not seeing lawsuit after lawsuit about the violation of privacy, and you can do it under the Fourth Amendment for a reasonable expectation of privacy to search and seizure.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
You know the right's got to get their act together legally, like the left usually does. Once again, we're behind the eight ball because we haven't carved the path out to the court yet.
All right, we're going to take a question here. This is, I believe it's Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mel, what's your question for Frank?
Well, I just want to say hello to Frank, and that I happened to catch a episode with Frank, who was the star of the Underground USA on the Conservative Commando. Show this afternoon. I happened to catch an episode, a very compelling episode. The place was very good, as he always is. So anyway, Captain, that was just the reason I called.
All right.
Yes, sir, Captain. I'll thank you. Have a good day. God bless America.
All right, and that's Mel. Nothing like a couple of shameless plugs, right?
Hey, I'll take them wherever I get them. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Now, one of those is the best that internet radio has to offer. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, the other thing is, Joe Biden also is threatening some sort of executive action when it comes to gun control. We don't know what it's going to be. There's all kinds of rumors out there. But here's the passing comment he made over the weekend. I passed gun control before, and I can do it again.
Yeah, it was his assault rifle ban, which sunsetted. The only reason it passed is because there was a sunset provision in it. It was a knee-jerk response, again, to a mass shooting, where the left stampedes towards banning inanimate objects and refuses to address the fact that the action was perpetrated by an individual. And in both of the cases that we've seen, in Atlanta at the spa shootings and then at, in Boulder, both of these people had medical issues underlying that.
Serious. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more Frank Salvato. And by the way, undergroundusa.com. Go over there and listen to his podcast. And take a look at all the articles that he writes over there, too. I'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shock you? Why shock you?
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And by the way, a special shout out to all our friends and folks up there that came out to the Moss Nissan Family Fun Day event that we had with the Tailgate Pro Entertainment people. Everybody enjoyed the day, and they had a great time playing the games and this, that, and the other. Lots of free food. I mean, we ate up all the food, drank all the drinks. It was something. So it was successful in that respect. And everybody that bought a car was happy. They got the $500 reductions, the special coupons I had with me. So everybody was happy there, too. Now, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, and even the father that came from Arizona with his daughter's car to buy a new car and then deliver it to her personally in Tampa at the University of Tampa where she was going to school. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, and all the colors and all the accessories that you could possibly dream of, too. Clean trade-ins? Yep, they got them. They're commanding a great resale price. And by the way, if you want to sell your car, come on up there. Let them appraise it for you, and they'll buy your car from you. And then you can upgrade your ride right then and there on the spot if that's what you want to do, or take the money and run. So, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors all get a great deal on the car of their choice. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, and we're coming to see you in the not-too-distant future, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you. You're going to save a boatload of money. All right, and back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com podcast. Good morning again, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, you know, the gun situation is something that we have to talk about again here, because we had the shooter in Atlanta that was obviously a nutbag to begin with, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, he had a sexual addiction and decided to take out people who were in the sex industry because of it. So I'd have to say yes.
Then we had the guy in Colorado, in Boulder, who apparently had an agenda. Because not only was he a little screwy in the head, very screwy in the head, but he had an agenda that he put together because of his belief, call it what you want, fanatical belief, but he was a Muslim, and we understand where that went, and whether or not he was all there or not is yet to be determined, but that's true. But then we had a third one back in Georgia at a Publix where a guy walks inside. He's got body armor on. He's carrying a half dozen different weapons. He's got a boatload of ammunition with him. And what else do we need to say, Frank?
Well, he had this Kevlar. He walked in. An astute customer notified somebody who called police. And before he came out of the bathroom, ready to blaze a trail over there, the cops apprehended him, so no one was hurt. But you didn't hear a lot about it out there because the media is just, they're race centered on every story that there possibly is. This guy, and his last name was Marley, is black. So he didn't make the front page 2 days after Boulder, walking into a crowded Publix grocery store with six weapons, including an AR-15 and a cache of weapons and body armor.
Yeah,
we didn't hear the Democrats screaming at the top of their lungs that, and we thwarted a third potential mass shooting, and that's why we need to stop guns and we have to outlaw AR-15s and assault weapons. We didn't hear boo about it because the media looked at this story through the lens of skin color. And they're doing it increasingly about everything in this country. The media is obsessed with race. It doesn't matter what the story is. If you have black skin, the media is going to give you a pass. You could drop a nuclear weapon on New York City, and if the perpetrator was black, they are going to say it was because of mental illness or because he was victimized. They're going to start making excuses left and right because they can't avoid the story. But if it's a story just shy of that, it won't get covered. It'll be pushed down the news feed all the way until right underneath the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is getting ridiculous in this country that we are giving passes to demographics based on skin color when the stories need to be told honestly.
Mm-hmm.
This obsession with race must stop.
Yep.
And that means expunging this lunatic theory, this critical race theory, this lunatic theory that, hey, if you're born white, you know, if you come out of your mother white, you are born with the original sin of racism and privilege.
Yep.
That false narrative needs to stop.
Now, speaking of something else that needs to stop, we've heard about this for several years. Senator Ted Cruz said Sunday that criminal drug cartels are renting, I'll say that word again, renting children in distressed countries in Central America and bringing them to the U.S. border and then lining them up with one of their young cartel members to ship them into the United States, helping to fuel a humanitarian health and national security crisis, because, again, they're coming through as if, well, this is my son, this is my daughter, this is my little brother, this is my little sister, and maybe they have fake ID or maybe they have no ID, but we, because of our current policy, have to let them in.
Yeah, and not only that, we have to look at the repercussions that are happening for these families that these children were, quote-unquote, rented from. back in Mexico and in Central America. These countries, it wasn't like the cartels. Like I said, hey, man, we'd like to enter into a contract with you to rent your child to get him over the border. They said, we're going to, quote, unquote, rent your child to get over the border so we can make sure that we can get our guy into the United States, and now we have an intrinsic bond. And your kid is going to be indoctrinated into our drug cartel trade up in the United States. Which means if you don't tell him or her to kowtow the line, bad things are going to happen to you. Cartels don't enter into ingenuous contracts with people. They're bloodthirsty gangs that have exploded because of wealth. You know, so where the border was closed and we saw a decrease in the ability for the drug cartels to affect their drug trades on American soil, now it is open season, and they're putting in an entirely new layer of younger people. They're getting them in this country, and you know, the next generation drug cartel is here, people. That's one of the benefits of the Joe Biden border policy.
Now, can you stick around for another part, another segment?
You bet.
All right, good. I'm going to take a call, but I hope it's a question, not a long winded comic. We've only got about a minute. Okay, is this Eric?
Yeah, right on, sir. Thanks for taking my call again real quick.
You got a minute.
Roger that. First one opinion, the public's fiasco with the alleged shooter with multiple weapons. That raises a lot of red flags for me. It's almost as if the scenario was overdeveloped. I'm just going to leave that comment where it is. Next question for Frank regarding the administration of the United States. What is your opinion regarding this? I feel that the United States is now being run by a coalition within a party, such as a Soviet system, using Biden as the figurehead. I think, excuse me, everybody's trying to put it on Biden and Harris. There's a party running the United States, not an individual or necessarily a political campaign promise. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Thanks for my call, sir.
Right. Yeah, and we're going to run out of time, Frank, so you're going to have to answer it on the other side. But I thoroughly get what he's talking about. And by the way, who runs their countries like that? Wouldn't it be the Soviet Union with the, what they call it, the Politburo?
You're looking for any communist or socialist country, yeah, and Eric is spot on right, and I'll explain that on the other side, but yeah, Biden and Harris aren't running the country.
No.
This all started under Barack Obama, by the way.
Yeah, and by the way, we're gonna answer that question and explain that on the other side of the break, but then we're also going to do a circle back report, because we got one, pertaining to Jen Psaki, not to drink, with Chris Wallace yesterday. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Suez Canal Authority says that salvage teams have partially refloated the colossal container ship Ever Given and reported that the ship has been corrected by 80% and freed from the shoreline. The ship is about as long as the Empire State Building is tall. From a media perspective, the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be the biggest trial of the streaming TV age. The trial gets underway Monday. WKRN reported at least four people have died after heavy rain caused flooding to reach record levels in Nashville, Tennessee. At least 130 people had to be rescued from flooded areas around Nashville. Nashville Mayor John Cooper told reporters at a news conference Sunday he signed local state of emergency to seek state and federal resources for recovery efforts in Davidson County. The NCAA men's basketball tournament continues tonight. Oregon State and Houston go at it at 7:15 p.m. Eastern on CBS. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, because on the 13th of April, I'm going to be at the Tea Party Manatee 13th birthday celebration in the pavilion out behind Mixon's Fruit Farms retail store. Now, that's the area back there with the bushes, and you see the enclosed area back there. That's the pavilion. That's where we're going to be. Everything will start at 6 p.m. on the 13th, and I'm going to be the master of ceremonies. Our principal speaker will be Sam Sorbo. Now, that happens to be Kevin Sorbo's wife. She's a syndicated radio host, also has appeared on television and in a couple of movies with her husband, the actor Kevin Sorbo. Remember him? Hercules! There you go. So now you know the rest of the story. But we're going to do a circle back segment right now, and here we go. Well, Frank, if that didn't break your eardrums when he came back in there, nothing will, right? But this is,
You got a trumpet in there. You got a trumpet in Jen Psaki.
Yeah, Jen Psaki. And by the way, this is not the drink Jen Psaki. This is Jen Psaki, the White House of public affairs or whatever. But anyway, Chris Wallace yesterday on Fox News Sunday slammed Jen Psaki for not allowing press at the southern border. And she also got hit with a couple of other things, but she didn't really know how to react to all of that.
Yeah, there's when you see this video that Senator Ted Cruz unleashed with this operative trying to get in front of his camera down there at the border.
Yep.
It raises a couple of questions. One is that why we're not hearing saber rattling about actions from the legislative branch, at least the Republicans, about calling Biden on the carpet for this obstruction. And two, whatever happened to complaining about the separation of powers? You know, you've got U.S. senators and a home state U.S. senator saying, I want to go and see a federal facility. And you've got somebody saying, you can't bring the press. Yeah, I know. Two words, bite me. We're bringing the press and we're going. You don't get to as the executive branch, you don't get to tell the legislative branch what it can and cannot do when it comes to a federal matter. There is a separation of powers. Congress has every single right to go and look at these places. If they want to embed a reporter, they can embed a reporter. A period dot. You know, now Wallace with Psaki, he finally felt him fall, I guess, and said something that was actually newsworthy and of his station, saying, hey, you know, there was more transparency under the Trump administration. Well, it's because there was full transparency under the Trump administration.
Correct.
And there's zero transparency here in the Biden administration.
Yep. Absolutely,
you know,
correct.
It doesn't take someone who has a TV show to point that out. We're getting zero information out of the Biden administration because they have botched the border. Now, I'll give you the second line of thinking on that. They're succeeding in their open border policy to create Howard Piven on the border.
Right, you're right. That's what I've been talking about all night.
You know, they can't come out and say it because people will go, well, why would you want to do that? Well, the answer is they want to collapse the immigration system.
Thank you.
You can't say that, so it has to be, well, we just want to get it under control. And what are they doing it? Under the guise of privacy for people who broke the law to be here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Now, the other thing is Biden is going to be pushing not only the COVID infrastructure bill through, topping the $3 trillion mark, but we also heard yesterday there's going to be another COVID stimulus bill possibly put through by budget reconciliation again.
Yeah, you gotta love they're gonna ride this COVID horse until the hooves are up at its knees. You know, we're achieving herd immunity, states are opening, businesses are getting back to normal. Yeah, as much as they can in this short period of time. But we're going to have COVID stimuluses for 4 years, mark my words.
Yep.
They're still going to be talking to COVID going into reelection season. You know, that's why they got to have
buying votes. Buying votes.
Yeah, that's why they got to have false flag Fauci out there testifying to all the things that he's flip-flopping on every time in order to keep this horse alive for another 3.5 years. It's getting to be pathetic. Open the country, take the masks off, let's get back to normal and get the economy humming again, and all of a sudden you're going to find out that what was voted into office last November is not what we have here today. And to answer Eric's question from before in the other break.
Oh, that's right.
You bet that there is a cabal running the country right now. This is the same group of progressive operatives that was running the show under the Obama administration, and they're out of Chicago.
Yep.
And you want to talk about deep-seated Marxist ideology? Where's Valerie Jarrett, people? I keep asking people, tell me where Valerie Jarrett is. Mm-hmm. She's suspiciously quiet, and now you had the slip-up from Joe Biden. Oh, I talk to Barack Obama just about every day.
She's in the basement at Obama's house.
Yeah.
In an office.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the same cabal of radical Marxist extremists who brought us down the road to Obamacare and gigantic federal government overreach, they're back in power, but they're sitting in a shadow government right now running the show. Just ask yourself, where's Valerie Jarrett? Mm-hmm. All of these important things are happening out there for the Democrats, and they're stampeding ahead, and she's not saying a word.
Mm-hmm.
Even though during the Obama administration, she was everywhere, every weekend,
Correct.
Every Sunday.
Correct.
Come on.
Well, speaking of come on, Senator Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania finally did something right, I think, when he derided the Democrats' false narrative on the voter ID. Oh, no, voter ID suppresses the vote. No, it doesn't. It makes sure the people that are voting are eligible.
You know, and we've been saying that
years.
Ever since you and I have been talking.
Years.
Voter ID suppresses no one. It costs nothing to get an ID, a state voter ID.
Yep.
You know, and in the states that were being overlorded by the federal government where election law was concerned, mm-hmm. they made sure that they outreached for anything. If you need an ID to buy liquor, and you need an ID to get on travel avenues like planes and trains and buses, if you need photo ID to cash a government check, then you should need a photo ID to vote.
Cruise ships.
And to say that oppresses the vote is such mm-hmm. a lie.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable, but they thump yeah. that drum every time.
And the reason I said cruise ships is because Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has threatened to sue the administration for not allowing the cruise ships to go out sometime this summer when we might be at herd immunity in the state of Florida.
Yeah, right now, if you look at Texas and you look at Florida, we've been open and there are no spikes. So all of the bombastic talk coming out of Fauci and the CDC about if you don't wear your masks, it's going to be Armageddon. Mm-hmm. It's a lie, people.
Yeah,
Burn the mask.
By the way, remember the Super Bowl?
Yeah, with that super spreader event. What happened?
54 cases.
Yeah. You know, these super spreader events, they're not metastasizing.
No.
So enough with the lies,
yeah.
federal government. Enough with the lies, CDC. Enough with this. We have a theory. We have a model. None of them have come to fruition. So knock it off and quit oppressing the people of the United States.
Thank you. And by the way, Corey Lewandowski says that the president's social media site will be up and fully functional within 3 months.
It's gonna be fun to see what they call a post on his social. It's not gonna be a tweet. I'm just curious what
there's another Trumpster.
yeah, you know. Yeah. I mean, what's it gonna be? So.
Yeah. All right. Well, my man, the music's gonna start up at any time here. Again, you're on Mondays. You're on Fridays. Your website's undergroundusa.com. Tell us what you find over there.
Well, if you sign up for the newsletter or you come over and you take a look at the headlines, what we do is we give you the who, what, where, when, why, and how in the news story, and then we go in to explain why the story is important, and we take it that next step so you can see where some of this nefarious stuff is going in the Democrat and the progressive agenda, and sometimes what the Republicans are doing that is right.
You betcha, and I will talk to you on Friday, my friend. All righty, Frank Salvato, brother firefighter and from Chicago originally, went up against the Daily Machine for a number of years. That was an interesting job. All righty, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Island.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in U.S. of A, too. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, will do installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Again, that's 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone, heard on this very station Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., is with us today, and he is the Sports Zone quarterback. So what's going on there, Mr. Quarterback?
Well, I'll tell you, NFL's going to go to 17 games there, Captain, and I've been preaching for it forever. Finally going to get it. Eliminate one of the preseason games that's irrelevant, number one. Number two, I wish they'd just go to an 18-game schedule, play everybody in your conference one time, make it 15 games there, and then you play three outside your conference, make it an 18-game schedule, start the season a little bit earlier instead of playing, you know, a team twice a year. To convolute easier schedules.
The way it used to be.
Schedule for everybody. Go ahead.
That's the way it used to be back in the years. I remember when we were in the, what do they call it, Southern Division or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, we played all our opponents twice in the division.
Yeah, I just don't like you, Captain. I'm sure you just play everybody once in your conference and call it a day. 15 games there, mm-hmm. 3 outside, 18 games scheduled, and we'll see who the best teams are when it's all said and done in December. And to start the season earlier, you start the season earlier, you start up north where it's cooler, and then you move down south when it gets, you know, in December when it's too cold up north and warmer here. I just don't know why they wouldn't.
Well,
I've
got to ask you a question when it comes to the NFL. When is the last time an NFL Super Bowl team signed all 22 of their offensive and defensive starters? That's what I thought.
No, first time Tampa Bay Buccaneers were able to pull that off.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of creativeness there, a lot of teamship there. They think they can go back-to-back, and we're going to find out. Obviously, they got on a roll last year, and it's tough to do. It's tough to go back-to-back in the NFL because sooner or later injuries get the best of you. But
yeah,
we're going to find out. So it's going to be interesting there. Basketball was great yesterday, Captain, in some respects. Some of the games were blowouts, but some of them were a little unexpected. Gonzaga put it on. Great, and like everybody thought they would. They won by 18. Florida State did not show up against Michigan. They lost by 18. How ironic is that? Both games by 18 points. Blowouts. And
well,
then UCLA came out of nowhere to win the 28. Go ahead, Captain. Sorry.
Yeah, you said Michigan. I was going to point out the bad luck the Michigan women had. Not only did they lose their game, their plane had to make an emergency landing, and they had to use oxygen masks on the way down.
Yeah, that's true. Thank God nobody got hurt. That's the main thing. But yeah, that was
they're all okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the USC beat Oregon 82-68. So now we have our Elite Eight. You'll have Oregon State, ranked 12th, going up against Houston tonight at 7:15. You'll have Arkansas, that came in seeded 3, against Baylor, seeded 1, at 9:57 tonight. And then tomorrow, USC and Gonzaga. USC's playing very well. Gonzaga's the best team in the tournament. We're going to see what happens there, Captain.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow night at 10 o'clock, you'll have UCLA taking on Michigan. And UCLA's been on a roll. We'll see if they can continue it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, go ahead.
You want to take a question?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Bad Game and Bob, what's your question for the Sports Zone quarterback?
A sportsy question here.
Okay.
Do you think when the NFL resumes, or maybe even also that some of the other sports, that they will have vaccine sections and no vaccine sections?
Ooh, that's a heck of a question. Yeah, I don't know if they're going to go to that level. I know.
I can tell you what I heard.
Go ahead.
In some of the states, they're going to have areas where you can get the vaccine to get into the game.
I could see that happening. I think cruise ships will possibly do the same thing, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of funny how we operate, though. Think about it. You go to the airport, Captain, we're supposed to be 6 feet apart, right?
Yep.
But then we get on the plane, we're less than a foot apart. So help me out with that concept.
And now it's 3. Now it's 3, by the way.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Some things that make me question things. I think we need to start questioning things a lot more, Captain, in all walks of life.
All right, let's go to some baseball here because we're going to be playing baseball by
Thursday,
the end of the week here.
Mm-hmm. Thursday, first game, April Fool's Day. So we're going to have Major League Baseball starting out. The Toronto Blue Jays are going to start in Dunedin, Florida.
Yes, they are, and I told somebody that earlier, and they went, Dunedin, no, they're playing Buffalo. I said, nope, Dunedin.
Nope, I mean for right now, then they'll go up to Buffalo. Might be a little too cold in Buffalo right now to be playing some games. Could be getting snowed out. So, yeah, they're going to play the
first
game.
But the Yankees are going to open in New York City, is that right?
Yeah, that's true, too.
Good luck for that one. And I guess the Washington Nationals are going to be in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm not sure, but I think the Phillies are going to be in Philly.
Yeah. I don't know why Major League Baseball can't get it together. How about we start decent in the South and play the other games up there.
Play the first few weeks in the South. When it warms up north, then you go north. Jeez.
I mean, come on. Another common sense thing that makes you...
That's how guys get injured.
That, too. Very good point, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. So, you know, I don't know. People say there's some conflict in the scheduling, but I can't see how it can't really smarter minds can figure that out. If they can figure out flying thousands of planes a day, they can figure out.
All right, last question, baseball question. Are the Tampa Bay Rays going to be able to seal the deal to play half the games in Montreal and half the games down here, or are we going to lose this team?
Well, I think we're going to keep them, Captain. But, Major League Baseball might have some other ideas, okay. And they also have the people with the money that might make the decision. I hope not. We did great last year. So anyway.
All right. We will talk to you. Maybe I'll see you today for lunch. By the way, it is Vietnam Veterans Day. And if you see a Vietnam veteran with his hat, shirt, coat, whatever on, make sure you say thank you for your service and welcome home. Those are the two words, welcome home, because they never got a welcome home.
Amen, Captain. God bless you. You all have a wonderful week. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
And by the way, Mission Barbecue, for all of you listening, Mission Barbecue is giving all the Vietnam veterans a free lunch. All right, let's listen to what Patrick Hyland is doing during the daytime besides selling insurance.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, I knew I was going to have back problems on Saturday because I always do when I have to stand on my feet for long periods of time or walk around a lot because that's part of what comes with the territory of having a fused spine. So I took one of the little stem cell patches and I stuck it in the center part of my neck just down below my shirt line. And wouldn't you know, I started to have a little bit of pain and all of a sudden it stopped almost as soon as it started. Now, the relief factor, I may or may not have had something to do with it, but I would have to say at that point no, because I'd taken the relief factor like almost 5 hours earlier. So I would think that this little patch worked. And if you want to find out more, all you got to do is call them at 727-776-4552. Now, I also want to remind everybody that Everglades Equipment Group, with reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary services, is now a new sponsor that's come on board. So Everglades Equipment Group, check them out. You know, those are guys in green. Reliable equipment with fair prices and extraordinary service all over the state. You people listening to me here in the state of Florida, they're all over the state. Check them out. All righty, here comes the music. That means I got to go dancing out of here on my one good leg. And don't forget, today, Vietnam Veterans Day. You veterans out there, go find yourself a Mission Barbecue and get yourself a nice free lunch on them. I'll see you tonight on the Radidio with more conservative common sense. And tomorrow's news tonight. A lot of what we talked about here right now today, you'll hear in the daytime shows. Guarantee it.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.